Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankuti, back on the show. Arki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years now, he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He is the guy I turn to when we want to talk about trust and how to be trustworthy, how to actually pull that off. He is the co-author of Built on Trust, which is, if you could see my book, you'd see that it's dog-eared, it's got marks on it, it's got post-it notes sticking out of it. It looks like I'm just about worn it out here. It's such an important part of my life, and so we got Arki back on the show to talk to us about these things. Arki Chankuti, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I've just about worn my book out here, Arki.
Okay. Well, fortunately, we're in a successive printing.
So all right,
you're safe.
If this thing falls apart on me, I might need another one.
All right, let me know.
Arki, I had a tendency to say Americans, but the truth is, in the last 100 years, Earthlings have done something that had never done before in the history of mankind, and put their faith in a bunch of institutions.
Yeah.
I mean, even though, you know, the Greeks had government and the Romans had government, the truth is the people really just were pretty independent and kind of took care of themselves and didn't rely a lot on the government. But in the last 100 years, more and more people, Earthlings, have relied on institutions, whether it be unions or corporations or governments, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Now, there's faith, as you say, put our faith in, and then there's blind faith.
foolhardiness. Foolhardiness.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, naivete, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, and that's not trust. Trust, remember, is two parts. It has an emotional part of confidence. Oh, sure, I'm confident. But doesn't mean set it and forget it, because it also has this objective part. You know, how often it has this track record part. How often are the promises made and met, et cetera,
right,
et cetera. So that's this latter part.
So you're talking about the evolution or the erosion. The evolution of faith could become the erosion of trust.
Well, that's correct. If you just set it and forget it, oh, that's the government, they'll take care of it, or that's the Wall Street, or whatever it is, they'll take care of it. No, they won't take care of it. They'll take care of themselves. And
right,
the thing is, you have to be very careful to not. It's almost a form of neglect or abuse,
mm-hmm,
to assume that an institution is going to do the right thing.
Right.
Therefore, as a person might say, you put them on a pedestal, meaning, you know, you isolate them,
mm-hmm,
and you say, well, okay, they're going to take care of business.
And see, that's what we've done here because it's expedient for us to put people and institutions on pedestals. And it also serves our laziness when we put people and institutions on a pedestal, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. And we don't want to accuse each other of laziness, but really, that's what it is. It's too bad we have to do it, but we must.
This is where we misuse trust, isn't it?
That's correct. And we're going to lose trust. We lose trust. And then, of course, trust is deep. You know, it runs deep, deep water. So we wonder, after this trust is lost, you know, how that happened. And we tend to blame. And so we say, well, and this is the classic us and them. Whenever there's a pedestal situation like that, it's a classic. And there are ways to address this and to deal with it. And once we get past the inertia, the laziness is really just inertia because it seems like, oh, the government's so far away or Wall Street's so far away.
Right.
What power do I have? But that's just inertia. Once you get past that inertia and get going on it and you find instruments, you know, to communicate, it's fun. It's energizing. And it is very, very productive. It's just like finding a respectful way to tell the boss something that might be controversial, but at the same time might be very innovative or very new or very different, very positive,
right.
Productive thing.
Arky, yeah. We've got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please.
So it's at learningcenter.net.
Learningcenter.net. His book is called Built on Trust, and you know I don't have to tell you how important this book is. I hope you check it out. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about this evolution of trust and trustworthiness and how it fits in with leadership and how you and I shouldn't be abusing it. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.